Hi, this is just an audio check. Just making sure that everything is working. It's only been a couple weeks. Yeah.
It's about 10 degrees. I don't know.
B96.
Bobby D is in the house, man. Bobby D is in the house, man. In a room of
Psycho.
gonna rent my new joint. You on your mark, ready, set, let's go. Rent my new joint.
Rock the disco. Chicago's dance beat. B96.
B96. Bobby D will make you feel nice. Ice. Bobby D sets the night on fire.
Sunday night, and you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only available from spankwagon.in3.net. And now it's your two cool hosts, Swinging Claude Balls and Hepcat Trencher.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man.
Who are you?
I'm just some guy that snuck into your house again.
Snuck into my house again after ringing the doorbell four times.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty damn amazing, yes.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so welcome to Spankwagon Radio, yes.
As the room gets loud because people can't be quiet.
Yes.
You gotta love that.
Yeah, we're broadcasting to you live from a bus stop, apparently.
Down on MLK Boulevard.
What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, there's a wino with a bag in front of us. What do you think they have?
VD.
Oh, that ain't right. That ain't right at all. Hey, should we tell them what they're listening to, since they may not recognize us anymore?
That's right. It's Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
That's right.
Wow. How you doing? It's been,
not bad.
2 months?
Yeah, damn near, it seems.
Damn near 2 months since you were last doing this?
Fucking get your time straight.
It's not my fucking time. It's this whole program thing. It sucks.
Am I drinking Windex?
I don't know. Is it blue?
No, it's white, dude.
Well,
it's Dairy Queen.
Yes. What's wrong with Dairy Queen?
Dude, it's like my mouth's getting coated with wax.
Ew.
Jesus, man. No wonder you people drink this in the Midwest. You got no fucking choice.
We have choices, but this is just better.
Yeah, choices. Sheared or fluffy?
Shut up. So, gotta... Well, it depends on what you want to grab onto.
Yeah.
If you want to grab on, you better have them fluffy. You know,
yeah.
Put them in the dryer, fluff them out, give them.
Unless
a
you go the other way, then that way you got horns.
Oh, that's
belly
true.
Goat. Yeah,
that's true. Hold the horns. When, you know, I don't know too many people. They usually like the female sheep.
Say my name, Enrique. That's another inside joke. If
we're full of those inside jokes. But hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.n3.net.
See, we're a little out of time.
Hosted by vftp.net. However, soon we will have new discussion boards hosted by
Whitey.
That's right. We're even going to have a banner ad, man.
Yeah, that's going to be great. You guys get to see who Whitey is. So anytime we talk about Whitey, yeah.
Damn, man. Wild. It's deliverance, man.
Got a lot of stuff tonight. A little bit of catching up, a little bit of news.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a Don't Damn Me from Reverend Hammer. Yeah. And more advertisements. Reverend Hammer's been sending us the Not Spank Wagon advertisements, which are pretty damn
cool.
He's
got a lot of time on his hand. He's unemployed, isn't he?
No, he's employed.
What's he do?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. Maybe he'll tell us on the next Don't Damn Me. Or you can go into our chat, only at chat.yahoo.com. Yes. Spankwagon_radio is the way to get with us to chat.
Well, that's the name of the room, so just go into that room.
Yeah, find that room.
Yeah.
Hell, find that user and go to the room that user's
in. That's right!
It's even easier. It's fucking Yahoo. If you can't use Yahoo, there's something seriously wrong with you.
You're a fucking AOL reject, man.
No kidding.
You're that woman that called up when I asked her if she had a Windows CD. She said, yeah, and it was a fucking boot disk.
AOL? Or
no, it was a boot disk. She was on a 486.
Oh, dear God.
With no hard drive.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
How did they have our service?
She didn't. That's why I denied her.
Good. Good, 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 good. Anyhow.
A lot of interesting things have been happening lately.
Dude, a bunch of crazy shit. Well, you've been gone. Let's see, last time we heard from you was before Star Wars, but after Spider-Man.
Yes.
So.
I have not seen Spider-Man. I went to go see Star Wars. I was second in line.
Yay.
Second in the theater.
Cool.
It was great.
You know, you went to a digital theater.
That's right. I saw it in digital. All the way, total Lucas experience, man. And I mean that from both the movie and the people that were there.
Yeah, because he liked everything in digital.
It was a trip, though, because you know what? Everybody turned off their cell phones, man. Nobody turned off their fucking lightsabers.
Say what?
Yeah, no, these fucking idiots with lightsabers and shit, man.
Right.
Throughout the whole thing. And we actually sat in the theater for almost 2 hours
before
the movie started. What makes this even funnier, man, is other people had, like, brought in, like, laptops. We're watching, like, fucking Lord of the Rings and Spider-Man Divics in the theater, man.
So they were blatantly pirating or watching pirated movies.
However, I will say that no one brought either A, a child, or B, a cell phone with a ringer on.
Wow.
No cell phone, no beeper. It was just like, you know, wow.
You don't get that a lot because, I mean, out here it seems more than anywhere else I've been to watch films.
Yeah.
The cell phones are going off. People are talking on them.
We even, we had our company had its big day out.
Yes.
We were on the clock, got paid to go see Star Wars.
That rocked.
That was great.
That
and
rocked.
Even then there were children.
Children, yeah.
Crying. And
ruins a movie.
It does. Children. You know? Not necessarily crying, but just children.
Children ruin a movie? Why do children just ruin a movie?
Because I don't fucking like them.
Why?
I'm not a big fan of
What'd they do to you?
They always just annoying. They're messy. You know, they don't. You know, they're like.
What were you like as a child?
I was an only child.
That's obvious. After you, I can see why, but...
Nah, man. Nah. I'm an only child. It makes it a bitch because you have no one else to blame shit on if it's broken. You know, like, your parents know exactly who fucking
Yeah, I can understand that because, you know, I'm the only child.
That's right.
Getting comments from our peanut gallery over here. The wino... And of course, we have another person here other than the whip.
We don't have an audience. We have fucking squatters, man. They're sitting on the floor.
It's because we don't offer them chairs.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason.
They've seen the alternative of what I'm in.
Yeah. It's either that or the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. Here, yeah. Mad props for you. Mad props for you. Because I didn't say your name, so they don't know who.
Yeah. Ha ha. We're not telling. We're not telling. So. Our pace is off because, you know, we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
It's fucking
You just, you take a sip of the malt and you lose your mind?
It's all waxy, dude. I'm like eating candles, man.
Hey, it's like those wax lips, you know? They gave him out of Halloween
I hate
as candy.
That shit.
They gave you the wax lips.
I never had that in California until a 99 cent store like came into my neighborhood. And they had a whole bunch of shitty imported stuff, you know?
But the shitty imported stuff gave us one hell of a show.
That it did.
Cool.
God damn, man. Are you in the middle of a flight path?
I think so, because it's either that or all the vehicles out there have all base and nothing
Jesus
but.
Jesus Christ, man.
Who knows?
We had to close the window, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, because of the noise outside. It's pathetic. Hopefully you can't hear our number one fan.
It's your neighborhood.
Hey, but the squatters left.
The squatters did leave.
So that was polite of them.
Maybe they heard a siren.
Yeah.
Maybe they got offended by something. Yeah, of course.
Offending is good.
Yeah.
Wait. Reverend Hammer told us he pushes carts at Walmart.
Woo. You're a fucking yard bird?
Dude, do they have the little boot on them, you know, to take it past the yellow line and the shit locks up?
No, you know what?
Take those and push them.
It's when you're the really badass right there and you got that fucking cable with the hook on the end.
Mm.
That way you can get like 12 fucking cards at once to push and control.
Costco has that. You know, they got the strap with the carabiner.
I did that too. Of course, I was 17 at the time.
Hmm?
First job here in Vegas.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere. I think this is just his first job after he relocated it. You know, relocated to Florida. So if Walmart's the only place he can work at in Florida, well, fuck them.
Yeah,
anyhow.
That's too bad, man. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, well, what do you say? Oh, by the way, let's give Matt props for our confirmed listener, Reverend Hammer. And contributor. Just kind of click.
Yeah,
it's been so long since you've held the clicker liquor pops.
Yeah, I don't want to wear it out, you know?
Yeah.
I got to get back and I got to practice.
You got to practice. You know what? I'm even missing. You know what I'm missing? I miss hearing your Tom Jones on the air.
My Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Which song, man?
You name it. Just sing. It fits along. They want to hear you. Well, I don't know if they want to hear you, but.
Well, name a song, man.
Bye, 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 Delilah.
Yeah.
All right. Little Tom Jones there. Huh? Got to get you back in the mode of this, because, I mean, last time I did a show, it was just me. Man, that thing was a big pile of suck.
Yeah. Much like your marriage.
Ouch. Oh, fuck, ouch.
It's okay, your wife's not here. She ain't here.
Yeah, that's a good thing. She would have definitely would have spoken up then. She would have went from passive squatter to active Wait, let me think about what I'm saying here.
An active squatter.
Active squatter.
That's called pissing.
Oh, fuck.
What do you do in your spare time? I'm an active squatter. By profession, I'm a loiterer.
No, man, I'm a professional solicitor.
Solicitor. Member of the curbside workforce.
Oh, fuck.
You said that, not me, man.
I did. Hey, I got some news bits here for the site. Updating the graphics here and there on the site.
So we noticed.
Cleaning up the HTML.
Yeah.
Yep. The message boards. We'll have a new message board up sometime next week.
Thanks to Whitey.
So those are updates for the site. Spankwagon.n3.net, because I'm a little bitch and I have to say it because I don't believe in banner ads. Hence, everybody who was bitching about the whole pop-ups and whack-a-mole and Alt-F4. Ah! Fuck you, I'm getting my ass in gear and doing something about it. But here's the problem.
Dude, that was really feminine of you, man.
Well, I have to admit, and we'll probably
that voice and them man titties.
Dude, bitch tits, okay? Give them a little respect. No, you know what, and I'll explain why. I was violated last week.
Wife bought a strap-on?
No.
It's Cabana Boy with attachments. Do your laundry, you do it yourself, you bastard.
Beat me with a strap-on. Sick images, folks. Yes, dear. Don't beat me with a strap-on tonight, dear, please. Grin.
He fucking come home, dude. She's like hiding behind the couch, man. Jumps.
You just see this giant woman jumping up with a strap-on. Ha! On guard! Shit!
It's like transvestite dildo wrestling.
Oh, God.
That is a real thing.
I believe you. You're the master of the links.
The Jim Rose Circus has that.
Jim Rose does?
Yes.
Very cool.
It's where they wear 12-inch strap-ons, and the winner has to have his opponent hold his strap-on in his opponent's mouth for at least 10 solid seconds.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wild. That's Jim Rose, though. That's
so
cool.
You see dudes in spandex and strap-ons jumping around at each other, wrestling. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't. You know what? I'd rather see the dude Enigma with the light through the nasal passage and hanging bowling balls off his balls, man. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, I used to the Enigma, Jim Rose. I remember seeing this one thing where Jim goes, "Hey, watch the Enigma as he eats glass, and here he's gonna eat this light bulb, and he feeds him a light bulb. Enigma's just chowing down, And Jim Rose goes, "All right, folks, and show up here tomorrow night when Enigma is going to shit a chandelier." Haha. I thought that was hilarious. But does Enigma talk?
I have seen him talk once.
Heard or seen?
I've actually seen talk twice. Once in an interview on Freaks,
mm-hmm.
Like modern day Freaks.
Right.
He's married.
No shit.
His wife is a leopard lady. Or I'm sorry, no, she's a tiger woman.
Wow.
She has tiger stripes tattooed all over her body. Mm-hmm. She wears cat's eyes.
Cool.
And she has fangs done on her teeth.
Like
she had dental bonding done.
Hmm.
And she actually has whiskers.
Inserted surgical whiskers.
Yeah. They're plastic. She had the piercings done.
Oh, sweet.
So she has fucking whiskers.
Wow.
And they did the interview with Enigma and everything like that.
How do you think that...
I've also seen him on an episode of X-Files one night.
Yeah, I remember him on X-Files. Yes. How do you think... What do you... You know, think about this. You see those two walk up to your fucking local grocery store. You know, because they're going to live in some sweet little suburban area.
Probably. But you know what? They just have they just have that lovable look to them.
Oh, yeah. A puzzle man and the tiger lady. That's almost as good as Pinhead. The clothespin head. Scary shit, dude.
Clothespin head's a great man.
I'm sure he is.
I don't care what he says, man. He's a wonderful philosopher, man. I'll put in a recommendation with him for the organization.
There you go. And I think we've talked about Pinhead on one of the previous shows.
Clothespin head. Get it right.
Clothespin head.
He doesn't bite fucking chicken heads off. He's not a mongoloid.
No, yeah, well, that's a cartoon.
That's a Pinhead.
Yeah, that's the Pinhead cartoon that you're talking about there. But
that's not a cartoon. They used to do that shit.
Really?
In the sideshow. Yes!
Jesus.
Damn it, you need to see the movie Freaks.
I think I have. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
That's great.
What's the matter with you? Hey, wait. You're the one who should be speaking in a dialect.
Why would I do that?
Not that dialect. Should it be like the Puerto Rican Hispanic thing going on?
Yeah, no, that's only when I speak Spanish. I sound like some lazy Puerto Rican.
Let's hear some of your Spanish.
Like, ¿qué hora es?
What was that?
Like, what time is it?
Oh. Sound tired when you...
¿Qué hora es?
Yeah, I know, that's what happens.
Said you.
He's gonna fall asleep on us while you're chatting away.
Tu madre chupa mi burger?
Okay.
If you know Spanish, you're laughing your ass off at that one right now.
Tell me. What'd you say?
Okay. Tu merho, your woman.
My woman.
Chupa. Suck. Me. Mine. There you go.
Nice.
You always need mystery, too.
Man.
See? I just think I have a certificate for being able to say that.
And work paid for that certificate.
Yes.
That's the best part. Oh, by the way, Reverend Hammer here is a transport relocation engineer.
Transport relocation engineer.
That's what he says. In other words, he moves the carts. That's it.
Be proud, man.
Eh, why not? He's a Walmart worker. Get some blue smocks.
Florida, too?
Your phone.
Jesus Christ.
You have a cell phone.
Yes, I do. I have a cell phone.
Your cell phone is singing to us.
Yes, it is. You'll have to wait till the end of this right here, whoever this is.
Yeah.
Actually, so I see who it is right there. I will give you a call back on a commercial break. I am not doing this shit right now.
Oh, hell, that's funny. I like that. That's cell phone goes off. You are your own enemy, Mr.
Yes,
cell phone and movie theater, and your cell phone goes off on your welcome back show. By the way, an official welcome back to Spankwagon. As I shake your hand. And
that's right.
Why is your hand so sticky?
My hand's not sticky, it's
maybe
you.
It's, no, it's not me.
You're like fucking Nixon.
Don't
there,
even
man.
So call me fucking Nixon. If my hands are sweaty, it's because I'm licking them. I like the flavor. Man. Got some good things here. Got an email here you'd like.
Let me guess.
Political shit.
Oh, can't get rich quick.
Yeah, get rich quick.
Oh, political. Oh, let me guess. My husband is in Nigeria. He's dead. We need to transport money out of the country. Let's give us your bank account number.
My husband in Nigeria is dead.
Heard that one?
No. Did you hear what happened in the Philippines?
No.
A militant group kidnapped this man and woman who were on a mission. They were missionaries.
Oh, yeah, and the guy's dead.
The guy is dead.
Yeah.
You know, and they gun out. They don't know if... They killed him, we killed him, someone killed him, but no one knows who killed him. He's just dead.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Let's look at how many friendly
fire. See, look. Christianity kills, man.
Huh?
Christianity kills. If they'd have been some nice atheists right now, man, they'd have been at home, you know, barbecuing.
Very true. That's very right. True.
God is dead. Pass mustard. Or at least choose a less mobile religion.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Judaism.
Judaism's less mobile?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, at least not until you're old. Then you start searching out hot temperatures and sand.
Oh, Florida. Or Vegas.
Or Vegas, yes. You know, where there's sand.
Anyhow.
You
know, that actually gets mentioned in here, too, in
you
my political
what?
Thing.
When was the last time you ever heard some Jewish lady going, like, my husband, he was a great man. He died doing missionary work. You don't fucking hear that.
No, my husband was a great man. He died in a jewelry heist.
A jewelry heist.
Because he was running the store that day.
That's a racist comment.
Of course it is.
That's like saying Jeffro was killed stealing watermelons. That ain't right, man.
You know Jeffro?
Yeah, he like always asking me, like, assalamu alaikum, shake a black man's hand.
Oh, God, those people with the papers in the cars. Oh, God, no.
He almost fucking ran one over.
I think we've talked about that, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Fuck.
What devil done? Try to kill me now. I don't actually, you know, I could do Amos and Andy all night, man, because it's funny to me. You know, I'm not
funny
racist, man, but, you know.
Funny to me. You know what you do next time, those guys? Shake a black man's hand, and you just start speaking all Spanish.
Yeah? I did that last night, actually.
How so?
I was on the off-ramp, and this guy walks up to me, he's like, excuse me, senor, I need help. I just got out of fucking Spanish class today, too. I'm like, ¿qué? Mm-hmm. He, like, looks at me all funny, like he's not expecting. I need the help. I'm like, no hora, no hora, no hora.
No time.
And shit, and he's like, oh, see, and just fucking, like, stumbles away, man.
He's like, there's an easy mark. He's white with sideburns.
Yeah, that driving a nice car.
Driving a nice car.
And I start speaking Spanish back to his ass, man, and he just...
He blows him away.
Because
he knows he can't pull shit over on you.
That's right, man.
You know, for a waxy shake, you've been chugging that thing.
I have no other choice, dude.
No, sorry. I'm giving up soda again, sort of.
Huh?
I'm trying to give up soda again.
Yeah?
I'm trying. I'm failing miserably at work.
What are you drinking?
Juices, milk.
Juice and milk are worse than soda in some cases.
How so?
Because soda has got a lot of calories and sugars and whatnot.
Yes.
Soda's juice, man. Start reading labels, bro. Oh,
all right. I'll take a look at them.
Drink water. If you absolutely must, Crystal Light.
Crystal Light?
Crystal Light's more expensive than Kool-Aid, but you won't have the calories. It's like you're drinking fucking flavored water.
Oh, okay.
And there's no calories.
No calories or anything. What about Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid uses sugar.
Oh.
Unless you get sugar-free, and the reason I don't... I mean, sugar-free Kool-Aid is kind of like Crystal Light because it uses saccharin.
Well, sugar-free Kool-Aid seems kind of...
It's shit.
Yeah, okay. Because really to me, I mean, sugar-free Kool-Aid, that's not Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is add in half a bag of sugar to a one-quart container, mix that makes
you know,
your water
turn
color.
I can't use all that much sugar in Kool-Aid when I do drink it.
Really?
It makes me nauseous. Like,
I know you well enough to know... I know you well enough to know... That everything makes you nauseous.
Not everything, man. I'm not.
You've puked on my shoes once, and that was enough to know everything makes you nauseous.
As you walk through the Bellagio
trying to find some carpeted walls
to wipe your
to
shoes
wipe
off
the sides of my shoes off to get the fucking vomit.
Yeah,
off
I couldn't
of
stop
my
laughing.
Shoes. That was funny. So,
little tourists and shit, man.
So, what else have you been doing during your time off?
What else have I been doing?
Time off from the show, I'll
say. Time off from my show. Working on my car, buying car parts, of course. Got a new set of tires.
Nice. What kind?
I actually have installed a set of Cooper Cobra GTs.
We're not officially plugging Cooper Cobra GTs, however, they are damn fine tires.
Actually, I'm very happy with them, with the exception of high-speed stability, my car is a little too susceptible to crosswinds now, for my taste. Compared to as it was before, they're actually very stable tires.
Very cool.
My suspension is fine for right now. You know, it's not too bad. You know, it's doing pretty good. I actually thought my suspension was shocked. I was going to buy shocks. That's how bad it was with my old Yokohama tires.
Because they were too hard?
You know what? They're supposed to have a softer rating and be more resistant to temperature than the Cooper Cobras. But the Coopers take bumps a lot better now. And they grip better as well. Very, very hard for me now to break traction, and when I do break traction, I instantly regain it. I've yet to spin my car.
Wow.
I've lost traction a lot. I've lost traction twice on like water, mm-hmm. like coming around. But other than that, not been too bad at all. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna get a new set of shocks, and I'm probably gonna maybe get some lowering springs or something for the front.
Yeah.
You know, make it more stable because you saw by pushing the car side to side.
Yeah.
See, my front end has a lot more, has too much spring in the front because of the car regulations that came out at the time.
At the time.
Last minute change, bumper requirement for the DOT went up. I said, okay, got to compensate. Put bigger springs in the front.
Jesus.
That's why the front looks a little bit higher than normal cars.
Okay.
But that's all I got to do for that right there. Otherwise, the Cooper covers are very nice. I have the raised white lettering facing out.
Good, good. I was worried about
very
that.
Very nice. I actually saw a picture of somebody, and I just saw it on my computer when I was looking at it, too. I thought it was mine. I've seen the black sides. I don't care for them.
See, I like them just for the sake of the snake. There's a snake in, you know, in the rubber, but...
You look at the snake, it's like, wow, that's cool. But you know what? That would look stupid as shit if that was in raised white lettering.
Yes. Now, did you think of it, you know, because... It's too thin. Raised white lettering. The problem I have with raised white lettering is like on my truck. I've raised white letters, but they're not full letters. They're the outline.
No, that's not raised white lettering.
What is that?
Outline white lettering.
Outline white lettering. When you look
at tire catalogs, yeah. You're gonna have three choices: BLK, which is black,
mm-hmm.
RWL, which is raised white lettering, and you'll have OWL, which is outlined white lettering.
Interesting. So I remember that.
So that's what you have to go by. I researched so much on it. I actually had to learn a lot about tires, about plies and belting and the speed ratings
mm-hmm.
and shit. I actually had a rental car one time. Spare tire said, you know, do not take above 55.
Mm-hmm.
Obey those warnings.
Why?
I took the car up to about 100.
Oh, dear God.
It was driving home one way, okay, 20 miles at about 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Got home. The tire was chunked. I mean, chunks of rubber had separated from it because the centrifugal force is too great for the rubber compound.
For that little itty bitty spare.
Mm-hmm. This was on a rental Ford Taurus. It was a Firestone spare.
Hmm.
Either a Firestone or Goodyear usually makes all the spares for cars.
Usually, Firestone makes hard tires.
But it actually chunked. So I was a little concerned about. I'm not happy with the speed rating on the Coopers compared to my old ones.
But you're talking about slowing down your driving a little bit more.
I do slow down the driving. Now, definitely, yes. But
and the only thing that's really going to happen if you do go above certain speeds for a consistently long amount of time, warble. The tire will get a wave into it. But it won't be a permanent wave. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. See, but as long as it's below speed rating. The speed rating on my tires right now is 118 on Coopers. Mm-hmm. My Yokos were 149. The alternative was Michelin.
Right.
Michelin was so much more expensive, though, and had a lower speed rating.
Hmm.
My Coopers cost me $72 a tire.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of average it out because I have two different sizes on my DeLorean. But the Coopers were not too bad. You know, they cost me about $72. But the Michelins were $115.
Wow.
Pirellis, which had like a 119 rating and I had been told good things about, were $125.
Cool.
There's no way I'm going to pay for that much money for a fucking tire.
Right.
Especially when I got the ones right there. The Pirellis do ride well, but the problem is they're two different sizes. They're two different tire types. I've heard very good things about them, that they match the performance handling very well, but the tread doesn't match properly. And I'm somebody that when I look at a car, I look at the tread. That's a part of the appearance to mm-hmm. me on a vehicle. And I don't want mismatched cars.
Good tread on my little Dodge Shadow. I had Dayton radials. Very nice tread. Very good tread.
See, my Yokos?
Consistent tread.
My Yokos were squares. They were like diamond shapes. And what was weird was you had to spin the tire around. You see, they would get larger and smaller. They waved like that for road gripping. The Coopers, though, are not. The Coopers have a mean-ass bite to them. I've only seen one tire with a better one than that. And these were actually, I believe they were Michelins.
Hmm.
But they were snow tires. You don't understand. It was the funniest goddamn thing in the world to me. I went to go look for a new car. This was the same day I went and bought my new truck.
Right.
He had a Dodge Neon there. He goes, oh, it's very nice. It's the rally package.
What?
I'm like, you know, I'm not into Dodges, but I know that there's no rally package. I know there's SE, you have Sport, and you have a fucking RT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I go, they don't make a fucking rally package. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's a rally package, see? He goes, and it's got like a fucking little shit on the deck lid, you know, in the back, you know, for like extra, you know what I'm talking about. He's like, yeah, right there. And he goes, looking up here, and it had like a fucking ski rack on top. And he goes, rally tires. I look, it's fucking snow tires. They even say fucking snow on the side of them. Why these are fucking snow tires? It's not a rally packet.
That's funny.
What else do we have here? That was actually so...
That was a shady lot.
You know what? That's where I got my truck from. I needed a vehicle, and my truck was actually at a good price.
Of course, I have to laugh about your truck.
Yeah, I know.
Looks identical to my truck.
Yeah, damn near is. With the exception of, like, a little bit of striping.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually the logo.
The logo sport. Lettering, the Dakota Sport lettering.
But, no, that was a funny lot. So the guy goes, hey, look at this. I open the car door, fucking seat goes like this. It's all the way back. I lift forward and goes, boom, boom, boom. Ooh. I go, that's not safe. He goes, never mind. Let's see what else we got. That was a funny time.
Shopping for cars. What a blast. Hey, folks, we're going to go ahead and cut ourselves to a break here. We're going to be back in about, I don't know, however many odd minutes. Of course, you know, it's going to get funnier as we go on because we're going to get used to this again. And we'll be back here in a little bit. You are listening to
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon93.net. If you go ahead, we're on Yahoo right now at chat.yahoo.com. Go ahead, look for spankwagon_radio for the user and the chat room. Go ahead and join it right there. Hosted by, of course, vftp.net.
Thank you.
Sure.
That was great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to be efficient.
Break time.
All right. Bye.
Have to be funnier.
We gotta tell a joke.
You want me to tell a joke?
Yeah, tell us a good joke. Come on, I want one right now. Come on.
Actually on the spot. Let's see. Two Jews. What? No. Okay. Okay. Two homeless guys walking down the street.
Okay.
Come across a dead cat.
Okay.
One guy says, "Hey, you hungry?" The guy goes, "No, I'm not gonna eat that." He goes, "Okay, eats dead cat." Yeah. So they walk another mile. The one homeless guy vomits the cat back up. The other guy starts digging in and goes, "Hey, that's how I like my food, warm."
Not Spankwagon. Cut me! my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Shut the fuck up!
Stank Wagon Radio.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? And who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? And who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely. This must be my
I'm standing here in a hallway with Obi-John, and we're going to discover the secret as to why he hates Spankwagon Radio. Obi-John, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Now, tell me, the only question I have to ask, why do you hate Spankwagon Radio?
The profanity.
Well, screw you, buddy.
Well, fuck you.
Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
You're still stuck on that Star song.
I love that song, actually.
That's a great song.
Great song by Moby.
Hey, folks, you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio. Only found at spankwagon.n3.net.
I'm your wonderful host, Trencher, and this is
Claude Balls,
the man who is missing for several weeks because of A, poor communication skills on his behalf.
Fuck
and
you! You told me show up and I show up and you said, oh, we're not doing it tonight.
And
you
because
kiss my black ass on that.
You're not black.
Well,
are you
I'll
black
get some
the
shoe polish?
Shoe polish. He'd be smell like shoe polish, but only when you bend over. Your dog. You have
get to work there, Kiwi.
You're gonna get the easy type. You know the type that comes with the sponge bottle. You know, so you can just squeeze and make little black streaks on your ass.
I'm not playing tic-tac-toe
on your ass.
Speaking of which,
what?
Tic-tac-toe. I have heard. The chicken that plays tic-tac-toe is coming to town.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, man. I heard. I have to find out more about it. My mom saw it on the news.
We'll spank wagon it.
You gotta be a slot club member to play the thing, though.
What?
If you beat the chicken?
Yeah.
The chicken is that good, man. You play tic-tac-toe with a fucking real chicken. If you win, if you beat the fucking chicken, you get $10,000.
No fucking way.
No fucking way.
There's got to be a gimmick.
It's a fucking chicken. He's a smart goddamn chicken.
No, you know what? There is an algorithm. There is
yeah,
an algorithm
tic-tac-toe.
To tic-tac-toe. It's like a put an X, you know, mark here, then here,
yes.
And no one can beat
and
you.
And the chicken knows, man.
Yeah.
Only 5 people have ever beaten the chicken.
Wow.
The chicken is good, man. Probably let the chicken go first, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just it. You know? That's exactly what they do. You let the chicken go first, it makes all those commanding moves, and they win.
But still yet, man.
Fucking
come on,
chicken.
The chance to beat foul. So what do we got here?
Oh.
Yeah, bullshit, my line, bullshit.
Bullshit, your line. No, we don't script this. Everybody asks me that. Everybody's been asking me all this week, because they know we're finally doing a show tonight. What's your show going to be about?
Don't know, man.
It's never really about anything. It's kind of cobbled together.
Dog don't know why he's a dog. The wolf don't know why he's a wolf. And the rabbit don't know why he's prey. And we don't know how the show's going to be. It just is.
Where the hell did you get that from?
The dude abides.
The dude. All right.
I need a rug, too.
Yeah. I hate to see you crash your car the same way he does. The whole taking a turn in the alley.
No, not crashing my car. I need a rug.
Dude, doing the...
No. Just
dropping your crotch.
Just need a rug.
Okay. I got something here to read for you. This, I don't know if you'll like it or not. I don't know if they'll like it or not. However.
Go ahead. Time's a-wasting.
All we have is time.
Is this going to take long?
No. Why? Do you got to go bathroom or something?
No, I'm scared.
You wetting yourself here? You're so excited or got to go?
Do
you have something better to do?
Nah, man. I'm just hanging out here drinking shitty milkshakes.
It was free! How can you complain at something that's free?
I'm not complaining! Oh, it's fucking great.
You know,
God
we sound like
damn,
a Jewish
man.
Couple. We sound like an old Jew couple, so let's stop that shit now. What's the matter with you?
That's not Jewish, bro.
Whatever. Depends on what restaurants you ate at.
What the fuck are you? Yeah, I'm a Mario Schwartz!
Hey, Cleopatra Schwartz is
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
Pizza and cannoli, man.
They don't have like garlic bread, they have garlic what is the bread that
matzah.
Matzah? That big fucking cracker I watch to eat.
He eats that shit all the time.
He loves that stuff.
He's a pseudo Jew.
Oh, so how so? He's just kind of convenient Jew?
Yeah.
I'm Jew of convenience.
He's a Jew, man, you know.
but you know, motherfucker wouldn't know the Torah from menu in a restaurant. I'm serious.
Interesting.
Hey, he goes, yeah, huh, my family's Jewish, huh? Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So, tell me about Judaism. I don't know anything. Like, okay.
That's funny.
Him and fucking Enrique. He was like, dude, I'm Jewish. Are you circumcised? Oh, no. Well, then you're not. I called him on that in front of everybody one day. Dipshit just admitted to that, you know?
Have fun at work.
Like, all of a sudden, I'm going to inspect him and go, well, prove it. If I see foreskin, you die. What the fuck? And you with the slurping noise, that's fucking nasty.
Well, you said you wanted to check him.
No. I said it's not like I was going
here, to. I got sideburns. Only tickle for a little bit.
No. Sideburns are for the lazies. Ladies.
The ladies. The lazies. They don't want to move on their own, so you motivate them to move.
No, it's for the ladies, man. It's leg cushions. Thigh cushions, man. Mustache rides for the ladies are always free.
And what? You charge them in?
No. I must admit, though, that was quite a good comeback, though.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to die here.
Oh, here, let me clear a place for you to sit.
Oh, God, I'm snorting. It's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, you are. That's fucking bad. Why does everybody I know laugh hard and start to snort?
I don't know. Maybe you do, too. You just don't find anything that funny. I don't know.
All right. No, I find plenty funny. I'm at your house.
Oh, fuck. That's dab, man. Right deep, right here.
Stabbed you really deep.
Really
yeah.
deep, yeah.
I'm a bad American. Strap on. Yeah, you're a bad American.
I'm your worst nightmare. I like big cars, big Hooters, and big paychecks. I believe the money I make belongs to me and my family, not some mid-level governmental functionary with a bad comb-over who wants to give it away to crack addicts squirting out babies. I believe that if you're selling me a Big Mac, you better do it in English. I'm not in touch with my feelings, and I like it that way. I believe that it doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes two parents. I want to know which church is exactly where the Reverend Jesse Jackson preaches, and where does he get his money, and why is he always part of the problem and not the solution? I think that being a student doesn't give you any more enlightenment than working at a Blockbuster. In fact, if your parents are footing the bill to put your pansy tail through 4 to 7 years of college, you haven't begun to be enlightened. Like that one. I believe it's called the Boy Scouts for a reason. Can't figure that one that line out at all.
I can.
Okay.
Because they have, and though this kind of blows my
mind. Don't tell me sexual integration.
No, not sexual integration. That's called the Girl Scouts.
I know.
No, they allow gays in the Boy Scouts.
Hmm.
Which, they're a little bit too young to say that they're gay. I mean, maybe if they're like Eagle Scouts or something like that. Or what's that other shit, man, after Boy Scouts?
You're going to laugh. We blow.
We blow.
We blow. There's Cub Scouts, We blow, Boy Scouts. That's the three organization. I was a Cub Scout at one time.
I actually was only a Cub Scout for 1 year.
Really? Me too. So
it was great and all, you know, but there's no wilderness in LA to go camping.
Huh?
There's no wilderness in Los Angeles to go camping.
Yeah, well, there is, but it's, you know, the old LA Zoo, and they use that for movies nowadays anyway.
Yeah, how tuned in are you? You're just like Tit, man. If somebody tells you something, you just store that in the back to make yourself look smarter, dude.
Damn straight. And it works, too.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here we go. Let me get back to here. I don't think that being a minority makes you noble or victimized. I don't use the excuse, it's for the children, as a shield for unpopular opinions or actions. I think that fireworks should be legal on the 4th of July. My heroes are John Wayne, The Simpsons, and whoever canceled Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Funny.
Okay.
I don't hate the rich, I don't pity the poor. I know wrestling is fake, and I don't waste my time arguing about it.
I'll agree with that one, yeah.
I think global warming is a big lie. Where are these experts now when I'm freezing my butt through a long winter? It's been happening. I've never owned a slave, or was a slave. I didn't wander 40 years in the desert after getting chased out of Egypt.
Ha.
I haven't burned any witches or been prosecuted by the Turks, and neither have you, so shut up already. That's good. I think the cops have every right to shoot your sorry ass if you're running from them. I also think they have the right to pull your ass over if you're breaking the law.
Fuck you!
Regardless of what color you are.
No, fuck that. Don't pull me over. Shit.
Well, we'll go into that about last night. Last night was hectic.
Yeah.
I think if you're too stupid to know how a ballot works, I don't want you deciding who should be running for the most powerful nation in the world for the next 4 years. I think if you're in the passing lane and not passing, your license should be revoked, and you should be forced to ride the bus until you promise to never delay the rest of us again.
Ah, yes, I agree.
I think Dr. Seuss was a genius. If that all makes me a bad American, then yes, I'm a bad American.
Yeah, one fish, two fish, red fish, mob hit.
Mob hit.
Hey, you never saw that Photoshop one? It's like the last fish is like in the fucking cement block.
And was that part of the Something Awful's Photoshop Fridays? See, I've yet to go check these out, but you keep telling me they rock.
They're great, man. They did a whole bunch of... They did... What if video games were to become movies like Super Mario Brothers?
Mm-hmm. It did, and it sucked.
They did a whole bunch of shit, Mario 2, chasing Princess Toadstool.
Really?
Cool. They did the Duck Hunter, man, and they show
the Duck Hunter?
Yeah, man, they show...
Like the Deer Hunter?
Yeah, except for they show, instead of the hippie protesters, it's that fucking dog laughing at you.
Nice. Reverend Hammer pipes in here, there's always Compton, for camping. The real wilderness.
Yeah. What color is that? Yeah.
You're a little pale. Of course, you said you're black below the waist.
No, I didn't
Kiwi
say
black,
that.
But...
No, it's when the time comes, yeah.
When the time comes. All right, hey, we were talking about cops? We had a fucking horrible night last night.
There was a lot of police officers around the area.
We...
For the record, Trench went to go look at himself for a new vehicle.
Look at himself for a new vehicle?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe you would fit in Compton.
It's the Spanish is starting to throw me off, man, because you speak backwards in Spanish.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, man. España, that's got to be fucking Latin for dyslexia. You say it all fucking backwards.
I believe it.
Que hora es? Okay, break that shit down. Direct translation. Que what hora time es is? What time is? That's why foreign people always speak that way. They're doing direct translations. They're not always necessarily stupid.
Even though we speak up louder to compensate.
Yeah, I know, man.
And we talk slower, too, to compensate. We're trying our best here.
Yeah. What does the light on the modem look like?
Okay.
Let me transfer you.
Sorry, click. But cops, wow.
Bad, because I've actually... Where I work, I take phone calls for that kind of shit. And I've actually had Asian people online go, the modem don't work. I'm like, let me transfer you a Spanish line.
Oh, Jesus.
I've actually done that.
That's funny. Because that even throws them off even more. God, that's funny. The cops last night, we were looking at cars. Or a car.
You were looking at a car. There was no we. I was not the one that drug out. And at what time was that? Yeah, about midnight. To go look at a fucking Cordoba.
Who cares if it was midnight, dude? Did it really scare you to be out that late?
No, I felt protected because of the junkyard dogs running around.
Dude, that dog was big, and then quit barking once he realized we're not really doing anything but looking.
He's a good boy, Ruff.
Yeah, I know.
You just talk nice to the dog, he's like, yeah, Ruff, whatever.
Ruff, Ruff, yeah, he leaves us alone, it's funny.
He just walks away and just goes and fucking just pisses on a couple cars and goes back and lays down.
Yep, exactly.
That was fucking funny.
Yeah, we were looking at a car, but anyhow, on the way there we saw...
We drove probably like, what, maybe 4 or 5 miles?
4 or 5 miles.
And we saw how many cop cars?
About a dozen.
Yeah. We saw not
in various stages. Pulling people over.
We saw one car. We're looking at him. Yeah, you're going to pull him over. Sure he is. Yeah. There he goes.
Yep. Pulls him over. We're watching him. No license plate on that van, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
And then we see him just parked. And we see him just cruising. We see him already pulled people over.
Mm-hmm.
And we even had one sit and stare at us.
We had one watch us because he didn't know what we were doing.
He didn't know what we were doing at the lot. So,
because you were just looking at a car.
We were just looking at a car, but they don't know that. Next thing they see one of us jump over, boom. Yeah. So, needless to say, it was hectic last night for the cops.
That it was. Though it was not too bad, actually, because we had cops drive by us left and right. No one followed us or didn't get pulled over. It was a good night.
Yeah, very good night. It's always a good night when you don't get pulled over by cops.
Yeah, fucking chorizo.
Thinking about cops here, I was looking on the Tech TV website. And I like this. They got a top 10 list of police database abuses.
From the home office.
From the home office in Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah, it's going to be some kooky stuff, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Nah, we need Flying J here to do that. But we don't have the breaking window sound, and you're not putting your fist through one of my windows here. Anyhow, this is a good one. Cop
number 10.
No, this isn't the stop. We're not doing the top 10, but check this out.
It says top fucking 10.
This is a top 10, but we're not doing the 10. What is it? What is that show? Late Show with
yes,
David Letterman?
Yes.
Top 10. We're not doing that. Cop.
Okay, cop. Go ahead.
Wow, you're. Maybe there's a reason why I did. I mean.
Oh, that's fine. I can leave right now. I'll leave. I'm fine. I'm sure I got better things to do. Man.
Lake?
Go home.
Yeah. Go fix a telephone. Cop suspected of using database to plan murder of ex-wife. That's a pretty serious fucking abuse.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, I see ads for cars in the, you know, I mean, it's something I could do. I could, like, you know, to be honest with you, Big Brother is not the government. I am. Without going into what kind of profession I'm in, I know where you live. I know your social security number. I know your credit card numbers. I know your credit history. I know your phone numbers. I know where you work. In some cases, I can even get to your email. I read your email. Folks, I am Big Brother.
Yes.
But you know what? I've never abused that. Even though I've seen cars, I you list a phone number with your address here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily pull up in the database and find out like that where you are. But I don't do that kind of shit because I don't want to abuse it.
Exactly.
Being Big Brother means having respect to not abuse that
big
power.
Time respect, but these are people.
But this is a fucking
this
cop.
Is,
you
this
trust.
Is a cop. You're supposed to trust.
You're
now,
supposed to trust. You don't
I have
necessarily
cop,
have to trust
the
me.
Problem I have a cop.
But you should trust me. But yeah.
Problem I have a cop is I can't give them trust. They haven't earned it. You have to earn my trust no matter who you are. I don't care if you're a cop. I don't care if you're some president of some country. You're not going to earn my trust. You know, unless you're not. I'm not going to trust you unless it's earned. Respect, yes, I will give the respect, but never trust. It's hard to say. The respect, yes, I'll call you sir, and I'll be all the polite and dignitary and all that good stuff, but
no,
I won't
no,
trust
there's
you.
Difference, there's a difference. Blah, 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 blah. I will, when you say respect, I will go by protocol and politeness. That's not respect, that's politeness. I call people, I talk to people I call sir, and, you know, they're, you know, ass-licking ball fucks, man.
Ass-licking ball fucks?
Yeah, when I get pissed, I just start to
ass
go randomly.
Ball fucks. Anyhow, moving on.
But just because I call him sir don't mean I respect him. It's politeness. You'll be polite.
Okay, I'll go with that one. But I'll call it, in my case, it's just being respectful.
Okay.
You know, polite or not.
Okay, go ahead.
Another abuse. This is a good one. Rookie cop checks on potential girlfriends. 6,900 database searches in only 2 months. 300 of which that they actually did verify were... You know, we're actually him checking up on these chicks. This is in Australia.
And you thought I
this
was,
is Australia.
Yeah, and you people thought I was bad when I asked for a credit check.
Yeah, no shit. He's asking for a credit check.
I'm not taking advantage
of course,
of
they mentioned the fact that the FBI files were sold to a mob. The guy here in Vegas.
In Las Vegas,
Vegas.
Yes.
He sold
yes.
FBI agents
not he,
sold files.
She.
She?
Actually, there may have been an actual FBI agent involved. Hmm. However, I do know for a fact that there were two clerks that were convicted on that and brought up on charges because they retrieved the information.
Sort of
they knew what it was for.
Oh, okay.
And they were
See,
getting paid.
Now, if they didn't know that, then I'd have a hard time.
But
if they
but
did,
they knew, but
yeah,
they knew.
Fuck them. You know?
Horse.
Did Claude get in the catnip or something? Remind me not to blank with Claude. I'm assuming he says fuck. Or dance.
It could be dance.
It could be dance. Remind me not to dance with Claude. Do you have two left feet?
No, man.
I have two big fucking shoes.
I think one's bigger than the other.
Oh, here we go.
You know what big feet means? Large shoes.
Overcompensating for something else.
Socks.
Yeah. Indiana Police Department banned from FBI database because they abuse it.
Good God.
That's pretty sad.
Remember, if you're a terrorist right now, Indiana's a place to go.
Yes, hide out there. Let's see, what city? Did they mention the city? Highland. Highland, Indiana. So that's going to be the FBI. That's going to be the terrorist.
I just pictured a fucking Taliban in a bunch of cornfields now.
Highland with swords. Oh, there could be only one. Oh, no. Political
They're
candidates.
They're Arabs, not turkeys, bro.
There's a difference?
They are pretty chicken.
Oh, there you go. But,
Yeah. I'm here all week.
Really? I'm going to try to get rid of you after midnight. Political candidates probed by police chief. Of course, he did the research, you know, not anally probed.
I don't think ass. No, that's Flying J.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I love toilet humor. But I understand we're being serious.
Now I'm kind of speeding this up because I'm looking at our clock here. Cop uses database to find woman's unlisted number, and then gives it to the woman's ex-husband, so he can harass. So that's that.
That's like John Holmes.
John Holmes. Oh, what'd he do?
The porn star actor. No, he was harassed by this gay guy for a long time.
Really?
He actually, the gay guy kept calling him and shit. And kept.
Is this the one that he shot?
No, he didn't shoot. You're thinking I'd do it, Jimmy Jones.
Oh.
John Holmes is.
That's right.
I'll actually do a side trip on this to explain the apathy of people. What happened was it was a gay guy who was harassing him. You know, John Holmes is a porn star. You know, 14-inch dick.
Yeah.
And the gay guy worked for fucking Pacific Bell.
No shit.
So every time John Holmes called him, changed his phone number, the guy had it on his screen. So they finally traced it back and found it was him. This is a good story on the apathy of people real quick. I'll just get by this. John Holmes is actually famous not just for his career in the adult film industry, but his cocaine habit, which actually ties into the Wonderland murders. Without getting into too much detail here, you know, because it would take all fucking night. There was this shit that happened in the called the Wonderland murders. It's loosely... Boogie Nights was loosely based off of this. Remember the scene with Boogie Nights where they went and they go to the guy's house and they steal a coke and shit?
Mm-hmm. And then they get shot at.
Okay. Didn't quite happen that way in real life. They actually made off with the fucking coke and shit and were okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they, you know, basically they found John Holmes. Like, who did this? He goes, these guys up here did it. And they went to that and they got revenge. They killed all these people. Huh. I don't mean as in, you know, boom shaka boom. You know. They beat them and bludgeoned them with fucking pipes.
Holy shit.
And chairs and fucking tortured them damn near. What happened was these people were screaming throughout the entire night. And the neighbors below next door did not call the cops.
Why not?
At the time, it was therapy, they thought. It was California is known for its fads.
Yeah.
And this is the fad. It was animal primordial therapy. People would just scream as loud as they could, like wild animals, to relieve stress.
Oh,
they thought it was a mass therapy session when people were really getting murdered.
God, that... Wow.
That's a true story.
That's California.
That's California, man.
I'll tell you what. We're just going to kind of blow past this break here. I was in California last week.
Ah, yes, that's right. You were in San Francisco.
I went to San Francisco
for
a week.
The city where all the brothers love each other.
Okay. We did a lot of touristy things. We checked out the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes,
we went to the zoo.
Went to
Alcatraz. Yes. Now, the first day we land, and of course, our hotel room isn't ready. It's not going to be later till that night.
Mm-hmm.
So the Whiff and I decide, hey, let's go to the zoo. Yay. I liked it.
Oh, I'm not laughing at the zoo.
I know.
I know what's coming up.
So we hopped on. We're looking at all of our maps, and we're not too familiar with the city yet. So we looked at our maps. Mission Street. Okay, Mission Street's cool. We can get on Mission Street. We just go straight. Mission turns into this, turns into that. We keep going. 45th Street. We park. We're at the zoo. Good. Long fucking distance from point A near the bay all the way to the other end near the ocean.
Yeah.
Big zigzag. We're driving. We go through the financial district. Cool. We pass a ball field. Cool. 3Com Stadium. We pass this. I see it, and I don't believe it.
You came up to what street?
Castro.
Aha!
I knew about Castro. I'm not naive. I knew about it. You know, my storing the nugget of information in the back of my head like tit, haha. I knew about it. And I thought it was... I figured they were more, well, silly me, less flamboyant.
Dude, it's San Francisco.
It's San Francisco. It's this district. Castro District is... the homosexual district, to be honest.
They're gays, yes.
Very much, it's a gay-ran district. This is the
very
district.
Much.
Very much.
Yeah, it's like saying the Pope's a little Catholic.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be nice here. This is, of course, what I love, is reading on the history of Castro, because I ran up, just got bored and was looking at all this stuff when I got home. AIDS wiped out nearly two-thirds of the population in just that district alone.
Yes, that is true.
The gay cancer, which is what it was called at that time. Now,
bathhouses,
mm-hmm.
and theaters,
and exactly, and I'm YMCA's, and you know, I'm like, okay, I'm here driving, me Midwestern still, even though I've been living in Vegas for so long, and I've been down in the gay section of Vegas,
Because it's Where is this?
Right across the street. Literally right across the street from the Hard Rock. There's this little area, and it's just like five or six bars all together, and it's all gay bars.
I'm sorry. You know what? I pride myself on Vegas knowledge, but unlike you, I don't know where all the gay bars are.
I was with someone who was gay, and they had to go down there. She had to go down there to get some souvenirs. Vegas gay souvenirs.
Is this the same person we work with?
No.
Oh.
This is someone totally different. Right. You don't know this person. Now, huh? Probably good.
Go ahead.
We're driving up on Castro. Now, out here in Vegas, we have them at AMPMs. The huge-ass United States flag.
Yes.
Monster fucking flag.
Big-ass shit that, you know...
Huge.
Yeah, massive. It's like, you know, like 20 feet high and 50 feet long.
For my friends in Iowa, if you go to the Perkins on University Avenue, for my friends back in Waterloo, Iowa, that big fucking flag. Imagine that in the gay pride rainbow flag.
Yeah.
Just flowing in the wind.
As flamboyant as it could.
Huh?
As flamboyant as it could be.
Flamboyant as it could be. And then, every street pole in that whole area, starting about, you know, two blocks before, two blocks after, and I'm sure it's all on Castro, but the gay pride flags as banners hung on the light poles, you know, like the double, the banners.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You were in straight up Flamboyantville.
Flamboyantville, no, it's flaming, dude.
Dude, straight out.
You probably have, like, fucking radiation burns right now.
Oh, man. So flaming. I was sick, you know, because of the radiation sickness. Yeah. No, but we were both, the wife and I, were laughing our ass off. Because that was just so funny. It's like...
What's funny is I've seen you get shocked at shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's rare as in it's hard for it to happen. Because it does happen a little bit more than usual. But you're not fucking naive. So I can picture you and your wife there.
Oh yeah, the experimentation coming at work. That was one that blew me out of the water.
Which one?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Inside joke, folks. Sorry, you'll never know.
Well, no, of course you can. Enrique was talking about his experimentation in college. And he was saying, like, dude, I'd never kissed a guy before, you know, but because I couldn't get over the stubble. But it wasn't that bad, and I felt really safe in his arms. I'm like, dude, if that's your thing, go right ahead.
Now, when he said this, I'm on the floor, and I just lost it. I was like, okay, shut the hell up now.
You couldn't take it. It was sensory overload.
I sent complete sensory overload. I didn't want to know.
Pushed it that far, man.
Yeah.
And you find out.
It's interesting, though, what you do find out about your coworkers. Anywho, now that they're all going to hate us tomorrow.
Him licking. Not me. Well, I'm not work tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm screwed. But, yeah, that was definitely an interesting. But, yeah, things that I get shocked. I get surprised. However. Oh, thank you. However. This really caught me off guard. Just a big fucking flag. It was just weird. It shouldn't be, but it is. I don't know. I guess I'm a little jaded because I am a, you know.
No, that jaded as you look at something.
Oh,
like,
and yeah. I guess I'm a little
naive
in that because I am Midwestern. There is no gay district in Iowa anywhere. There's no gay county or.
I'm sure there's homophobic districts.
Oh, straight out. You know, homophobic everywhere. But no, I did not get a pick. We thought about it. We talked about it. We were like, you know, we're not going to go that way. Why go just for a stupid pick of a big-ass fucking fag flag?
A fag flag.
Sorry.
It's kind of derogatory.
Very derogatory, but I feel being derogatory tonight is just the way it is. But yeah, that was San Francisco. Great trip. Went to Sausalito. Great food.
Sausalito.
Didn't eat.
That's another kind of gay name, isn't it?
No,
Sausalito.
No. Ritzy fucking.
Sausalito sounds gay, man.
No, it's not gay.
It sounds it.
No, I'm sorry. Had some great grilled salmon. Of course, we don't eat much seafood, so the wife had, like, fettuccine. She cheated.
Speaking of seafood, how was Chinatown?
Funny you should mention that. I love Chinatown. I absolutely enjoyed it.
Really?
Because it was a culture that. I really am amazed with. Just, it's a microcosm right there in the middle of San Francisco. You go a block from a Holiday Inn, and you're in the middle of this crowded streets, stores, grocery stores, food shops, all open air market. Dried fish, octopus, fowl.
Fish, plankton, proteins from the sea.
You know, live animals being sold, you know. Your dinner is hanging in the window. You watch them kill your dinner.
It's great.
It's such an amazing...
Fresh killed chicken is so great.
It's an amazing thing to just kind of experience. The whiff got sick.
From the sights
and
the smells.
From the odors and the smells. And we went out to a genuine Chinese restaurant. obviously, right there in Chinatown.
Hell, I've been a junior Chinese
I just ate with chopsticks. I didn't use silverware, and I did good. I did very good.
Excellent.
Because I figured out to scoop, not pinch. But that's me. She couldn't eat her food. She didn't like it. She was already nauseated by all the smells and aromas and everything going on out there. But, yeah, it was definitely... I got some pictures of that, which I got to scan, because they're all... I don't believe in using digital cameras for vacation photos. My luck, I will lose them.
That's why you get a CD burner.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got a CD burner. I just got to get its ass working. But I got a scanner, and I'll scan some pictures in. I'll put it in the gallery, you know, my trip to, my trip to San Francisco. But I think what we're going to do now, since we've really blown the breakaway, why don't we go ahead and let's load up the next installment of the Don't Damn Me.
Okay.
As with your host there for that little section, Reverend Hammer.
Okay.
So let's load that up. After that, we'll come back from the break. We'll chat a little more. And I don't know. Is there anything you need to add in? You know what we're going to do?
Pretty much. No.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll click into that, and then we'll click back. And when we click back, folks, we'll continue with...
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at...
Spankwagon.in3.net.
All right. I'm your host, Trencher. He's Claude Balls. We'll be back after this. Don't Damn Me.
Yeah. It's more of a break for me, but not really you people.
Why?
Because I'm not going to be talking.
That's true. We'll right. break. You sit and listen. Do what you're doing.
Food and snack food corporations because they're fat, because they could not stop feeding their faces. They're saying it's all the corporation's fault. Bullshit! It's not. I mean, there are now class action lawsuits out there being brought against multiple fast food corporations such as McDonald's and Burger King and a lot of snack food corporations like Little Debbie. Now, the thing I want to know is, where does personal accountability come into play in all this? I mean, mainly, all this food tastes good, but considering the way a lot of it's made, why aren't people thinking, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't eat a whole lot of this stuff? I mean, it may be bad for me. I mean, for God's sakes, going to McDonald's, a lot of their food's deep fried. doesn't that, like, ring a bell to him? It's like, hey, I don't need to eat a whole lot of this stuff. This might be bad. But no, we got people out there like, oh god, I couldn't stop eating the fries, I kept eating them, now I'm fat, and it's all their fault! Shut up, nobody's buying it, it's your fault. Yeah, it tastes good, but god, slow down, everything in moderation, please. I don't know, I mean, admittedly, you know, people can be addicted to food, maybe that's one angle we'll have to play. But one thing I would like to see, I mean, mainly the corporations probably aren't going to do it because it's going to go against everything they're doing. Why don't we start marketing exercise instead of snacks? Or even market along with it, I'll be fine with that. Instead of Britney Spears trying to market Pepsi to bovine America, why don't we have Britney on TV saying, hey, get up on the off the couch and exercise with me. Well, not like I'd be doing those exercises if I was watching them. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But that's what we need to do, is start pushing on people's like, hey, exercise is a good thing. Yeah, the food tastes good, but you can't have it all the time. It's going to be bad for you. So you need to do this along with it. Yeah, you'll be the winner. So people don't have to be model thin and everything, but dear God, I mean, just settle down on the food for all and everything will be okay. I mean, one thing that really, really makes me mad is when I see people in the store or whatever, I mean, just really grossly overweight people, you know, having to get those electric carts or wheelchairs because they cannot walk. Now, I can understand if you have a medical problem, you know, thyroid and whatnot, fine, but a lot of these people are just because they ate too goddamn much. I just want to go up to them and be like, kick him clean out of that chair, well, provided my foot didn't get stuck, and say, walk your fat ass off! Don't even be pushed around, Jesus Christ! Now, I'm sure there are some people out there who are saying, Reverend, from what I remember, you're not exactly thin either. Well, no, I'm not, but I'm also not saying that it was the food's fault. I mean, I will totally admit it was my fault for sitting in front of the computer, not going out, drinking all the soda I did, etc., etc. So, I can't say what I have, so. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Anyway. Well, that's about all I have for this evening. Well, no, I do have one other thing. This is a message to Claude Balls. I believe on the April 28th show, Trencher had brought up one of my good friends, Pappy, and you were just so surprised that I actually knew somebody by that name. And you said he sounds like, I believe, a 65-year-old trying to pick up 16-year-old chicks in IRC. Well, I made sure to play that bit for Pappy, and here's his response.
If I ever see you, you motherfucker, I'll rip your motherfucking head off.
No, I don't have him ready yet, but I got some pictures of this guy. Man, he looks like a motherfucker burn your house down. So, Claude, you may want to watch your back. But that's all I have for tonight. Like, thank you for listening. Remember, comments and questions, ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Well, I'm out here, folks. See ya. This segment has been brought to you by Spankwagon Radio, which is located at spankwagon.m3.net, a service of vftp.net. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to ReverendHammer@yahoo.com.
I I need to review these things.
Yeah, it's you have some pretty interesting friends.
Well,
I must say, wow, that's all I can say. You know, just that's a great just run of the mill cheap threat. You know, I mean that's fucking great. I'm just curious. I didn't know. I only hear this supposed Pappy guy say one thing, then Reverend Hammer fills up the rest. So either he's instigating, or you know, it's like the dummy with the guy's hand up his ass making him talk, where he's having to say
everything
else.
I had no clue that was.
But you're right. I should be afraid, because I mean, you know, in Iowa, you know, yeah, you've just got the technology to, you know, make fire.
God, here we go.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm not afraid of some dude named fucking Pappy, okay?
Well, I...
You ever see, because, you know, he reminds me of the show Pappyland, okay? It's this old fucking dude, you know? It sounds child molester quality.
Yeesh.
Which explains why he'd be hanging out with Reverend Hammer, you know?
Oh, no. Look, okay, I did not...
That's all right.
You know, I played that because he sends me good stuff normally. He makes those advertisements, but... I absolutely did not like that, and I think I need to have a sit down with Reverend Hammer.
A sit down, yeah.
Well,
judging by that, it'll be on your lap. That's okay.
That's sick.
That's sick.
Dude,
the whip is writing me a message, something about sniffing bike seats.
I don't know.
Really?
She's inserting herself into the show again.
Interesting. Nah, it's happy. Wow. Threat me. So, like, you gonna, like, hitchhike out here to Vegas and find me, dude? I'm just really curious. I mean, can he afford a car?
I think Pappy can.
Yeah. You know? I'm just curious, too. I mean, is he working at Walmart, too, you know?
I don't know.
It would make sense, that's right, you know. Both him and Reverend Hammer, you know. Yeah, you know. Extra income, pushing carts, up the ass for a nickel. You know.
Okay, look, we're just gonna go ahead and go to a break.
That was a break for me, actually. You know, you really want to go? I don't want to go to a break. That's fine.
You know,
fine.
I think we just need to go to a break.
I'm perfectly fine. Trust me.
You need to cool down.
I'm
because they can't see your face now, and the fact that you're totally red in the face. Look, we're just
happy,
gonna go,
mappy, you know, mammy. I don't know.
We're just gonna go for a short 5 minutes. songs in a while.
Johnny was the devil, and he listened to Spankwagon Radio.
I'm waiting, Jesus.
Well, we're here, okay.
Yeah, we're back.
Are you calm down now?
I'm calm, man. Okay. I'm old cucumber head, man.
All right, because you know you're yelling and screaming brought a couple people in here, and they're all worried about you.
Yelling and screaming? Nah, man, I wouldn't.
Well, you definitely weren't the most happy person.
That's just me. I'm very gruff.
Yeah, obviously.
Like I said, I'm not afraid of no, you know.
Let's just not go on any further, okay?
I mean, there's a lot of rivers in Iowa, you know. It's probably like Deliverance there. Now they're down in Florida, down the Everglades.
Sweet! Gator bait. All right, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at Spank Wagon.
Thank you, Minnie Pearl.
I don't wear tags in my hats. I'm neither gangster nor Minnie Pearl.
You sure still sounded like her for a second there. God damn, man. It'll be like hee-haw in here. We already have other yokels from the corn in the room. All of a sudden, it's going to pop up from
Texans
behind the corner.
Texans and Iowans and LAans, you know.
Just pop up.
Los Angeles.
I smell that sand on tar fire! And then you disappear, and I'll see the guy the rest of the show. It's like fucking hee-haw in here.
But just wanted to say, and our live audience came back to us that, you know, they only stuck around for the first half.
Then they left. And
they left.
For no reason.
And, you know, we scared them away. Either you farted or
I
we said
fart,
something.
Man.
And then they came back. So either it's cleared out or your lame attempt at scaring
really
them really failed.
An audience here, man. It's like the time I saw Steve. That you ever see that? Funny as hell. Steve Allen show?
Yeah.
So it's the only really, truly funny thing I ever saw. An audience member fell asleep, and it was like 2.5 hours after the show was over.
Uh-huh.
So they start up the cameras again, and Steve Allen goes over and just fucking sits next to this guy, holds the mic up, and he's just snoring away. And he's like, excuse me, sir. Sir! Dude's sound asleep, and he has to go like, starts fucking poking him, wakes him up.
Oh, wow.
Like, he goes, sir, how you doing? Yeah, you a big fan of the show? Oh, I we can tell, yes. Interviews the guy and makes total fun of him. It's great. That's the only funny thing Steve Allen ever did.
Wow. But some dude that's sleeping on his show.
Fell
that's embarrassing, man. You're trying to do that and you got people falling asleep around you?
Yeah. Steve Allen, what do you expect?
Oh, yeah. He played piano. What? He's like in the Guinness Book of Worlds.
Steve Allen?
What yeah.
No.
Steve Allen's in the Guinness.
That's the guy. That's the political singer.
No, not the political singer. Steve Allen has, like, in the Guinness Book, like 4,000 composed songs. Steve Allen's the dude always behind the piano and stuff.
I thought you were talking about that political commentator guy.
Which one?
You never saw a guy on PBS during the 80s?
I saw Bob Ross on PBS during the 80s, okay?
No, man, he was a guy
make
always
a happy
used
little cloud.
That guy's dead, too, I
think. Yeah, heroin, isn't it?
I don't know, man.
He sped up past
mushroom cloud hairdo. That's all I'll ever remember about that guy, man. That's a happy little mountain right there.
He runs out of brushes. He takes a cut of his hair, you know. Yeah. Smoke his... Yeah, anyhow. Alrighty, folks. But we are joined here in the room by the Whiff, of course, one of the Spank regulars. And, see, she's grinning. She actually loves this. She's like one of those, you know, attention, give. She will commandeer one of those little microphones at like Walmart or Kmart.
Mm. Please pay note that I'm walking down aisle 4 right now. Thank you.
That's pretty good. And right now she agrees because she says you're number one.
I'm number one.
Yeah.
I get that a lot from my wife. I'm number one in her book a lot. But I've got the JLD. Wow, kind of limp-wristed on that thing, aren't you?
No, man. I'm
mellow.
Just relaxing. Mellow.
You're Bob Ross in it. Next thing you're going to do is paint
it's
a happy little
it's
cloud.
A happy little clicker, licker, pop.
You know, if they go to the gallery and they actually see the actual clicker liquor pop, it's phallic.
It is. It's very phallic.
It's very phallic.
Actually has two balls.
Oh, dear God.
Don't know what I'm talking about? Go to SpankWagon at M3.net and see the picture.
Yeah, gallery, folks.
There we go.
I think he finally broke it.
Nah, it's still
he
good.
Didn't break it! Give me that.
There you go.
You can no
longer make
play
up for your mad props. There you go. Yeah, that's furious props.
Furious props. You bust everything running. You're not a fucking rock star. You actually have to pay for your damage.
Oh, roll! I see that. Oh, yeah.
Translation. Hi.
Hello, Cleveland. Spinal Tap.
I know. It's just wow.
Welcome, Winnie Mucka.
But of course, you know, they talk him, you know, talk with a super thick accent.
All draw. Yeah.
But the minute any British singer sings,
he becomes American. Dude.
Perfect English. Perfect, yeah. American English. Speaking of,
I'd love to see some dudes from Brooklyn go, yeah, that's right, man. Forget about it. We're going to sing. Oh, I want to be anarchy, man.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that would kind of throw a lot.
That'd be great.
Bruce Springsteen walks up, you know, and goes into total British. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan talking?
I guess I have to be Scottish.
What's could you do Bob Dylan talking?
Bob Dylan talking. That's ever get a Bob Dylan. You want an accent?
No, that sounds good. That sounds good. But then Bob Dylan sings.
Like, oh, how does it feel, man? Like a Rolling Stone.
Of course, he's up in age, man. It's gonna be like, how does it feel like a gallstoner? Yeah. Well, he's not dead.
Bob Dylan's not dead.
Bob Dylan's not dead. Bob Marley's very dead. Been since
what?
What
the fuck did Bob Marley have to do with anything about
that? Wait, how does Bob Marley get intermixed with Bob Dylan?
The name.
Bob.
They obviously don't look alike.
They kind of have the same hair.
Oh, sure.
But then again, that's like comparing Neil Young with Leonard Skinner. You know, you just don't do it.
Yeah, a long-haired guy and the other one who's dead.
Tells you, stay with the flames.
Sweet home graveyard.
Yes. Sweet home. Oh, my God. Is that Alabama?
Yeah, looks like I'm going to crash. Yeah,
the best way to get rid of any good singer.
I got
flowers. Buy him first-class tickets.
I got flowers on my grave. Trees. I got hit by a tree, babe.
Any other celebrity deaths you want to sing about? Put you on the spot here.
I'm a dead man. Da-da-da, taking speed balls.
That's right.
Of course, referring to Belushi.
Belushi.
These people are stupid out there. Or just they're not a member.
Well, no, you see, no, you know what? They think Belushi now? They think his little brother. Because his little brother does the shows now.
No.
His little brother and Dan Aykroyd.
No.
The guest audience figured out that one song about the tree was Sonny Bono. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Here, you get a prize.
A marker. Piece of wood. Yeah, let's see. What would you do for... I hate to ask, like, John Lennon.
What would Jesus do for a Klondike bar?
That's a good bumper sticker.
Yeah, I know, I should start selling those, man.
Really? Make some money.
Yeah.
What would Jesus do for a Klondike bar?
Now you just picture him on the cross going, I can't reach it! Ah! Okay, Jesus up on a cross, right?
Right.
He's going, Peter! Peter! And Peter goes, my Lord is calling me. He beckons me. I must go to him. Goes, fucking Roman guards, go, get the fuck back. Push him down. He goes, Peter! Peter! He goes, I'm coming, Jesus! Goes up. Roman guards just go, you don't know, do you? Just beating the fucking shit out of him, right?
Like L.A. style.
Yeah, man. Like LAPD poker, man. Four clubs beat a king.
Okay.
Alright. Fucking throws ass back. Happens one more time. Peter! He goes, my lord calls me out! He goes through, finally gets to the fucking centurions. Beaten and bloody. Fucking crawls up the fucking hill and touches the wood of the cross. Goes, yes, my lord. He goes, Peter, you won't believe it! I can see my house from here!
Oh, man. Ouch. Wow.
Why Jesus don't eat M&M's? Can't what? Hold them.
When?
Because he has holes in his fucking hand. Should I draw you a picture, you Pollock? Fuck. That's great. Our audience members are now, particularly one is dead.
One is dying. The other one here is going, we're all burning in hell. We're all burning in hell. I can tell you right now, the one did not take kindly to the joke.
Must be pretty hard to like have Jesus give him a surprise birthday party or a gift. Okay, I can't see.
I
I wonder if when Jesus claps, if it whistles. And besides, Jesus, if he's Jewish, how come he's got a Mexican name? I never could figure that out either. No, these are just things you gotta know, man.
Oh god, I hurt. Oh man, do I hurt.
Yeah, that's because you're wicked. Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, you're right, though. I always wondered about the whole Jesus thing.
That's right, know. Man. Yeah, I always love that joke, too. It's an old one. You know, Jesus walks into to an inn, you know, goes up to the innkeeper, throws 3 nails on the counter, goes, can you put me up for the night?
Yeah. You know, I know.
You know, it could
the
not
JLD here is dying. The JLD dying.
You know, it could not have been easy for Mary to raise Jesus. Come on, you want to be on the air. Now's your time.
Here you go. You wanted to say something to your door in public. You know, all I have to say there, Claude. I know JLD likes this. I've said it once.
We're gonna call you Butter because you're on a roll.
Wow, what 80s movie did you rip that out of?
Horrible pain.
Can you imagine trying to give baby Jesus a bath, man? He won't go in the goddamn water.
And Moses is always putting the tub apart, you know?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Oh, God, that's funny. Anymore, you already got us.
That's great, man. See, that's a good laugh you can tell because it's a guilty laugh. Because you're like, should I really be laughing at this? But you can't help it, man. That's great, man.
Well, now it's going to get boring.
No, it won't be too boring.
I think we need to record that. Get a laugh track going. Record it and resample it 100 times over. We'll be funny at everything. Everything we say would be funny. The sky is blue. Ha 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 ha. How to do it. Fan in a can.
Fan in a can. I have a can of luck, but we've talked about that before.
Really?
Yeah. Bought off eBay.
That's right. The can of luck. Mm-hmm. You know, we were enjoying the all-out English.
Yeah, English, yes.
English when we were in Chinatown.
English.
You know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to San Francisco.
Yeah, we were in San Francisco and went to Chinatown. So, all that, you know, sell food here. Or food fresh here. Mm-hmm. Fresh food. Yeehaw. Anyhow. Well, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.n3.net.
That's right. You know where? You know what's a good site that your wife needs to go to, man?
Where at?
JesusDressUpDoll.com.
Oh, yeah. She's been there.
That's great. They also have the Hollywood Jesus one, too.
Hollywood Jesus?
Halloween Jesus.
Yes, I've seen that one.
That's great, isn't it?
Of course,
Jesus Christ. Our audience members are like writing shit down on notepads.
Yeah, they got like this whole little note thing going on between them.
Fuck, man.
Or they'll show us, you know.
We don't have an audience. We're in a room with a bunch of fucking mutes.
No.
Prison ladies? Yeah, those are great decks with people.
In the moving vehicle while they film it.
Bang Bus has a new website.
Mm-hmm.
Where they pick up men and convince them to take large quantities of money to have gay sex.
Ew.
I ended up on the main page. I wouldn't go any further. Now everybody knows because of the other pages I've had to go to, you know, like Extreme Elvis, which I had to go into.
Extreme Elvis was purely for research.
I wouldn't research this site. I wouldn't. I was like, gay, no, goodbye.
How much money?
I don't know.
Yeah, he never.
I was like, no, just so you know,
you don't have to write us cue cards. You can speak up.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I want to say hi to my adoring public.
Yeah.
Won't say shit.
That's great.
Say something.
Come on, we're
waiting.
Thank you. Obi-John has a fucking sister.
Oh shit.
Like an Obi-John was at work. Of course. Hi. Yeah. Hi, Obi-John. Ta-la-la-la-la. Hi. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Hey, we got another confirmed listener.
Who?
Not giving you the clicker liquor pop, though. The guy named Nicodemus. Usually goes by Kid. I've told you about him.
Not offhand, man.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did we work with him?
No, I used to go to school with him, and he came out here for the military.
Oh, yeah.
I told you about him.
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me about him. You
so,
about
this is for him.
I thought you said you weren't going to give him mad props.
I wasn't going to let you give him mad props.
I don't know the guy.
You,
why would I?
You give... Forget it. You give everybody else mad props.
I don't know the guy.
Doesn't matter if you know our confirmed listeners. They're fucking listening, which is a damn miracle.
He's
anyway.
In a fucking chat room. Ask him if he's listening. Reverend Hammer, you're listening. Ask him.
Well, we got to wait for the delay now. So this message will get through like 5 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Thanks to Live365 and their cluster fucking servers.
You know, it's a good thing that the emergency broadcast system doesn't work like Live365.
Yeah, you'd have to log in first.
Duck and cover, huh? Boom.
This warning is 20 minutes old.
Guess it's like tornado shit in the Midwest, huh?
Whoosh. No, they get the sirens going.
Now I know how it is. I saw Twister.
You saw
Twister. I know what your lives are like.
Yeah, cows are flying everywhere. Fuck you. Dude, I've never been in a tornado. I've storm watched, but I've never actually seen a tornado yet. You've seen a... The JLD has had a tornado. Backyard.
Okay, go ahead. Please, tell us. This better have a funny anecdote, too.
Funny anecdote?
Anecdote.
There's nothing funny about it.
Already.
Yeah. I drive a Rinkin Cataract, yeah. Get educated.
Oh, from Texas. Tornado went started in our backyard, took our metal shed and tossed it and took a couple roofs off. Extended story. It's over and done with.
You fucking ripped that headset off. I got in it for that.
I thought it was going to be some interesting, man.
Like
sorry,
chickens.
I don't have cows and
have
chickens and Helen Hunt
any
running around.
Flying?
Sorry.
Any animals flying?
No.
Pickup trucks?
No.
Cars?
No.
Small people?
Barbecue pit.
A fucking barbecue. Oh, there
Bent
we go.
It right in half.
Oh, well, we're shitting in tall cotton now, aren't we, man? God damn. We got a story about a flying barbecue pit.
Not even flying.
Woo!
It's a bent barbecue pit.
A bent.
Bent.
Nothing flew.
Not limp. Bent. Big difference.
Oh, it wasn't limp.
My barbecue is not limp, it's bent. Yeah.
Compensating for something there, aren't we?
Okay, it's an impersonation.
Let me.
Wow, that's great. Hope here is okay.
I don't know. It'll heal over time.
It's okay. Ferrari fan, another person we work with. He was with me at the Star Wars premiere, episode
mm-hmm.
2.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in the seat behind me, and I just flopped down. Little did we know that these were reclining seats, and I took out his kneecap.
Ouch! That ain't right. That is not right. So you're, like, wrecking people.
Yeah, he fucking limped for, like, 10 minutes just going, ah, goddamn, motherfucker, my kneecap, shit, fuck.
Dude, that dude has, like, battery posts, you know?
He does.
Piercings
right?
in his bottom lip.
In the lip, dude.
But, yeah, it's his bottom lip, about an inch apart off center. And
it looks like he's going to test 9 volts, man.
He doesn't lick him. He doesn't lick him. He just sticks him to his, you know, his connectors. Oh.
It's funny, too. He's from Kentucky.
Oh, dear.
And he actually drove a tractor to school.
He what?
He actually has a story about driving a tractor to school.
Oh, dear God. Might actually have to look up to get that on the show.
He also tried to trade out for NASCAR to be like a pit crew.
No, NHRA. I remember that.
Oh, NHRA,
he wanted to do
I'm
it for
sorry.
John Force's crew.
But he failed the psychological examination because it came back psychotic.
Really? That's funny.
That is the truth.
Yeah, the JLD knows who we are talking
JLD.
About.
JLD. Thank you, Forrest.
Run. God, why am I getting shit thrown at me?
She's like a little monkey, just throwing shit everywhere, man.
She's impressed with your vocal equipment.
What? Who flung poo?
Who flung poo? Gotta just flip over the monitor. It's all quiet. We just hear it.
Probably like MC Escher, man. We just like every time
we hear it there,
hear that,
we say it.
Reminisce and do it again and...
Kind of stuck in a loop.
In a loop of comedy.
Is it really comedy? Is it really comedy that many times over?
It can be.
Well, now from the show of shows, I know that they used to do shit off the cuff, like improv. And they said that if it worked once, it worked twice. And if it was really funny, just keep on doing it and doing it and doing it.
Yeah.
Until you burned it out. You burn out a lot of humor.
That I do. I don't think you have a happy whiff.
No, I don't. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Anyhow.
They're showing each other tattoos. Move.
Excuse me. And tattoos all over here.
That's nice. You get that in prison?
Worse, Texas.
So what does the Chinese character on your back say? It says love. I didn't know if it was like a directional arrow or pointing down to them.
Damn.
It's instructions.
Who's got the dollar bills?
They're instructions, man.
I'm not even getting dirty looks from the whiff who's in the same damn room. Hi. I don't know. Do you? How are you doing? Are you tired?
She's cranky.
What's new?
I am not cranky. You have shown your dad now.
Thank you. That's good.
That's it's really okay. Good. It's okay. You're cranky. You know, people get, you know, feisty. You're not feisty yet. You know, mad, angry. You know, it's okay. You just have to go to sleep.
Huh?
Groggy. Yeah, there's another
groggy
word.
Groggy, yeah.
Cranky sounds better.
Yeah?
No, no, not... I said...
Froggy.
Froggy? Not froggy. I said cranky. Why would you say... Why would I say froggy? Froggy, no. Yeah, if you're feeling froggy, jump it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Then it's that uncomfortable silence, you know?
I'm just waiting for that chimp sound to come back over.
Yeah, we're on the come on, chimp sound, play! Play, damn you! All right.
Okay, yeah, so that was very interesting.
I suppose we better wrap it up for tonight.
What time is it?
We
got 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes going by this clock.
Oh, yes.
So, you probably should start wrapping it up.
Yeah, Spank Wagon Time brought to us by Timex. No, it's Bolex, it's like Rolex, but extra light.
Ray Rodriguez had one of those knockoff Rolexes.
Yeah,
he was so proud of that. He paid. Now get this down. I don't know where. I think he got it down at TJ.
Got down TJ. TJ down is TJ. Known for its Rolexes.
Oh yeah, TJ is known for its fine jewelry and merchandise.
He brings us in this fucking watch. Now, as everybody knows, Rolex and usually luxury watches at the time will have the bezel on the lens, so it magnifies the date.
Yep.
The problem here was the bezel was glued to the outside of the face.
Mm-hmm.
It was not carved in.
Nope.
He's all proud of it. Look, man, it says Rolex.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it says it, man. Fucking nitwit, dude.
Hey, what can I say?
No, Ray Ray's a great guy.
Ray Ray's nice.
He does wants to go to lunch with you so he can pay his bills.
Yeah. He's like, come on, let's go to lunch. I got to go pay a bill. But I'm hungry. I like to eat for lunch, you know?
It's okay, man. We can pick some up on the way, man. Taco truck.
Yeah, really. Roach Coach. You like eat Roach Coach.
Maggot Wagon.
Yeah. That's even worse than Roach Coach.
Yeah.
Maggot Wagon.
Man,
those earned their names.
Yeah. How bad it is, it might just be up there with a Honey Wagon.
Honey Wagon?
Septic!
Ah, I see.
Yes.
Never knew. Never had a septic tank.
Typically a Honey Wagon actually is not so much septic for septic tanks. It's usually like a Doniker truck.
Ah, I see.
You know what a Doniker is?
It's the ones that drain out all the porta-potties.
Yeah. Porta-potties or some, typically, yeah. Or they might actually be one that has the porta-potties on the back.
Yeah.
Kind of goes either way.
Yeah. Either way, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
Spankwagon.n3.net.
The JLG just said we're masturbating to Spankwagon Radio.
No, but the chick in Australia apparently is. She digs my voice.
Yeah, she digged your voice, but she freaked out at your sideburns. She dug your voice, but freaked out the sideburns. Or in the animal. To piss him off.
It's getting rough.
I'm going to stick a finger in it.
Hopefully the chick wasn't that way. I don't know.
Or the guy.
That's true, because it's the internet. You don't know.
No, you don't. You know? Very elusive, some people are.
Keith Elusive, yeah. It's called Anonymous.
Well, that too. Yeah, lying. That's the best. We use big words.
Just cut to the chase. Yeah,
she uses a four-letter word or five-letter. I can't fucking count. Everybody's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many letters?
Damn it, you're a teacher. You should know this.
5.
What the hell are you teaching children? Figures.
Blockbuster is your future. Pizza Hut is your future.
Okay, kids, today we're going to get you prepared for the future. It's called retail.
I thought you were going to say rehab.
I don't know, man. You have a lot of bad students in your class, according to what you say. Shitty kids.
That's putting it politely. You got a lot of shit kids.
Are you? Tell us, but you've told such wonderful tales of children. You have repeatedly said they're really dumb. Or at least described them as being that way.
Because of their lack of education. Because there's nobody at home helping them.
Sure. Teachers blame the parents. Parents blame the teachers. It's a big vicious cycle. I'm going to get hit. Excuse me.
So have you molded a lot of minds?
I don't know.
Isn't that called brainwashing?
I try, yes. But
you try to brainwash them?
No, I try to help them to learn more.
Send homework assignments home with for their parents. Can you give the parents our URL? Shouldn't be too hard. Their parents can help them from work experience.
No, son. That's where I used to work last week. You ordered the Big Mac here.
How many times can I tell you? I can't participate in bringing kids to school. Bring your kids to work week. They don't allow children in a brothel.
Yeah.
I'm not eating the McNugget because I don't. If it comes from the part where I make think it as I make eating it.
Yeah, I've heard that Seinfeld joke. Yes.
Yes.
Who? You and Vance Matt ripping everybody off.
Hey, we got Whitey on the message board.
Woo! It's about time.
Whitey! Our message board provider!
Yeah.
Mad props for Whitey. See, now you gave him the mad props, but yet... Fuck you. Wow, he's right here as we're about ready to wrap it up anyway.
That's great, Whitey. You're right on time.
Right on time. God daily. Damn. Dollar short.
Kind of like his hairline.
He shaves that thing too, man. He's got the big old white skull going on.
Yeah.
Bows. Does that mean he's bending over? If he's bowing, that means he's bending over from some other direction.
Has a W on each cheek, man, and it says wow. If he's on his back, it'll say mom.
I guess people are having a problem getting into our chat rooms. I guess that's the next thing I need to work on is getting a chat going on for this in IRC. Or the web-based chat.
Maybe Whitey can host that, too. We'll call it Talking with Whitey.
Talking with Whitey. Talking with Whitey. Ha, I'm Whitey.
Yeah, you know, just...
Yeah.
I love doing an impersonation of him, man.
Yes.
I need a menthol cigarette and beady eyes.
Reverend's telling me that Yahoo's being a bitch. But he can't say bitch. Why aren't you fucking swearing, Reverend?
Yeah.
Are you trying to clean up the act a little?
Come on, be a man.
Yeah, we know IRC's good. But anyhow, you all are listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.n3.net.
That's correct.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls. This is The Whiff, and it's Jen and her lovely rack. There we go.
Now people are going to like, do you have pics of that show by chance? You did the food thing. You'd be popular. You'd be so popular. Yeah. You'd help my site. It'd fit the Spank moniker. Yeah. Spank Rabbit.
Spank Rabbit.
No, that's another site, Jen.
Jack Rabbit, yeah.
Man, some people just won't do anything for entertainment's sake.
Yeah, man.
Would you do it?
Entertainment, no.
For entertainment or money?
I have a nickel.
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, I'm getting a lecture tonight.
Yeah.
By the way,
really mean fucking shit.
Yeah,
right
I know. We want pictures of Trencher's rack. No. No pictures of Trencher. Hey!
That's
I'm getting groped here.
You got groped, man.
dude. You just. I'm. You know what? The show's over anyway. You are listening to Spankwagon on N3.net. Or no, you're listening to Spankwagon. See, I'm all excited and flustered.
Spankwagon Radio.
Where's that
Spankwagon at? Spankwagon N3.net.
Who's it hosted by?
By VFTP.
All right. Yeah. Not next Wednesday.
Pop Quiz, Junior.
Not next Wednesday.
You're listening to Shitty Talk Radio online.
Yeah! Right on!
Whoa.
We're going to leave you with this song, and then we're getting the hell out of here.
That's right.
See you later, folks.
Have a good night. Dredge is a dick.
A beat block, play one for me. You know the passion is great. The beats are clear. The people are drawn from far and near. With fierce, fresh, kicking it live. And we're pumped at the party from 9 to 5. So if you want a sound that'll fit you to a T, listen to the sounds of the Disco 3.